Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The King of England, King Charles, has broken with convention, using a fist bump for the first time. He was giving awards at the Prince's Trust to a cricket team and he skipped the formal handshake. And it got us thinking, what is the correct etiquette of greeting someone? So Henry McKean has taken to the streets.
How do you greet each other in New Jersey?
A formal would be a handshake. A fist bump would be casual. Close friends would, you know, maybe do a little head nod, you know.
So a head nod, you just did it there.
Yeah.
Do it again for me.
Yeah.
Just lifted your head up to the sky.
The chin up about, you know, 10 degrees, 15 degrees north. And, you know, it's a casual gesture.
And that's like a New Jersey thing, is it? I haven't seen that one before.
I don't know. New Jersey. New Jersey is more of a, I'll flip you the bird in the street. But no, a head nod is universal in the U.S. You know, it's casual among young people, I'd say.
Then there's always the hug.
And the hug too? Are you a hugger?
I didn't used to be. I am now, though. I will
and
do
when
a
did the
hug.
Hugs start?
I think it started after I got married. That's when the hugging started. Yeah, I mean, you know, well, you know, this is my son. We'll, like, you know,
oh,
do
there
like,
we go.
Hello, how are you? You
know, like that.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the example that we have. Yeah.
And how do you greet somebody?
How do you greet?
Like this.
So you just showed your lips like
my lips, right?
Like somebody like Tony Soprano or something.
Right, exactly. Hey.
Tony Soprano.
Oh, lips.
You just lift your lips up high.
Nah, I'm just joking around. I go like this. You know. What? Head nod.
Yeah. So lots of you know, loads of body movement there.
Yes, yes,
you know,
definitely.
Showing love without touching.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
How do you greet someone being from County Down?
Yeah, you just say, well, what about ye? Or, hello.
What about ye?
What about you?
And that's, yeah. Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
You'd always do that, would you?
I'd do the fist pump.
You
thing.
Do the fist?
Yeah. Some people will punch me in the face. I punch them on the knuckles and they punch me in the nose.
And that's how you greet each other in the north?
Yeah, that's why I'm so ugly.
King Charles broke from tradition, from convention, and at Buckingham Palace, he greeted Prince's Trust Awards winners with a fist bump. Fist bumps, are they an okay way to communicate?
I never would have used fist pumps ever before in any part of my life until I started in a CrossFit gym. And suddenly, now I'm using them all the time because the minute you finish a workout, the last thing you want is someone either touching you, your back, or putting their hand on you. So everybody now, you'll notice in any CrossFit gym or any gym, when you finish the workout, tends to fist bump each other. But it's the only place I would. And if I did it to somebody else, like a friend when I met them, I think they'd cringe.
So you do it in CrossFit?
I do it in CrossFit solely. Even if I was in a normal gym, not doing a class, definitely wouldn't use it. But CrossFit after a group workout.
And because you're sweaty, is that the main reason or is it just cool?
Well, I think it's like a fair play, you did a great job, and the fist kind of tends to go out rather than a hand or anything. But yeah, I definitely don't want someone touching me after.
Is it something left over from COVID, or it's just you don't want to hug a sweaty person?
Well, it's not wanting to hug a sweaty person or not wanting them to hug me. But it's interesting there because we got so used to bumping the elbows that it would make sense that now we just maybe touch the knuckles. It seems maybe more hygienic than shaking your hand or something.
And here is Ireland rugby player Jenny Murphy.
Hey, I'm Jenny. I'm a fan asked to give my opinions on greetings. To be honest, I think it depends on the person that you're interacting with. I'm a hugger, but I think I can get a good idea and an indicator if the other person is or not. So it's whatever makes them feel comfortable. I think it's the scenario as well and the setting too. Sometimes it's a bit more formal in a solid handshake will do the job.
And in sport, when you're celebrating, is it hugging? Is it fist bumping? What is it?
I think it's, for the most part, it's hugging. If we're celebrating something, it's a moment of joy. So you kind of whatever feeling kind of takes you. But yeah. For me to be hugging on the pitch, and then obviously if it's opposition, maybe like a begrudging handshake afterwards.
You're a Donegal man. How would you greet someone?
I'll still shake a man's hand.
So you'd put out your hand and you'd shake it. Yes. And you have a good, strong handshake.
Firm handshake, yeah.
And that's how you do it.
I think it's quite telling.
And it wouldn't be a kind of secret Donegal handshake?
No, it is, no, it's not, what you would say, Masonic, like, you know, it's just a good firm handshake, good country handshake.
And that's important, a good country handshake.
A good firm handshake's important.
And does it say a lot about a person?
I don't know, it possibly, I don't know.
High five, a handshake, something like that.
So you would high five?
Yeah.
That would be a thing, and where are you from?
Croatia.
And it would be all about the high five?
Yeah.
Not the fist bump?
No, kind of.
I prefer the fist bump because, I mean, it's just a friendly gesture and don't have to open your hand and shake.
And where is home?
Mississippi, United States.
In Mississippi, in the United States, is the fist bump the new way of communicating or was it always like that?
No, I think it's newer.
It is kind of newer. Reason being is because, like, with the whole coronavirus and everything, everybody, you know, is afraid to touch hands or anything like that. Just like for Ebola, we had the elbow bump. So it's kind of like the same thing for a greeting.
You guys have so many different ways to say hello in America, don't you? So many gestures. You know, you could do high-fiving, you could do secret handshakes, everything.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, even the foot bump.
The foot bump. Can we do one of them now?
Yeah.
So we just kick each other?
Yeah, that's it. Hey.
Like that. Sorry, you've got nice shoes. I just made them dirty.
But yeah, there's that. The high-five.
I mean, if you know each other, if it's somebody you know, sometimes you'll grab them, you know, give them a little
half-hug
type thing, yeah.
So a tap hug, is that tapping the shoulder?
Not necessarily.
You gripped hands and then you hugged.
Yes. It's for people you know that are close to you or if you haven't seen them in a long time.
So that's a really nice gesture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if I was to greet somebody, I would say hello or would shake their hand.
You'd still be a handshaker?
Absolutely. Yes.
Strong hand or kind of a sort of a soft handshake?
Soft handshake.
Ladylike?
Try to be ladylike.
You try to?
Try to be. It depends whose hand I'm shaking. But, as for saying hello to people, I mean, people in Europe, they kiss each other on the face. You know, we all have our different ways of saying hello.
Typically, we give each other a hug most of the time.
So you're huggers?
We're huggers. Canadians are huggers, yeah.
And would you hug for long, a few seconds? Would you
just
then
a very few seconds.
Tap on the back so you know that hug is over?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. But short hugs, but Canadians are huggers.
Yeah, no mauling, yeah.
And when you say mauling, what exactly do you mean?
Well, you can't over hug if you're going to hug. They do the fist pump too.
The younger guys do
younger
the fist
guys
pump.
Do. But they're not lords or anything, so.
It depends on the relationship that you have with the person. You know, if you're very close with the person, you definitely give them a fist bump or a high five. You know, that's what we do.
So how do you communicate? You would be a fist bump guy, would you?
Yeah, a lot of my friends would be fist bumps.
I'd give them a hug.
You would hug them?
Yeah.
That would be the way to do it.
Preferred, method.
You'd go over and go, hi.
Yeah, of course.
Big hug.
Yeah. Or if it's someone I don't know, maybe a handshake, but usually a hug.
And let's say you half know them or half like them, would they still get a hug?
Maybe that's when it gets a bit awkward because maybe like one person goes for the hug and then the other goes for the handshake and you're like, I'm not
doing it. It's so awkward.
Yeah. Probably a hug. Yeah.
You'd be hug.
Yeah. Like I usually fist bump people like as a joke. Like
kind of a sort of sarcastic way.
Yeah. Yeah. Serious. Yes.
So can you hug for me now? Can you hug
each
other?
Of course.
There we go, big hug. And that would be the normal way.
Yeah,
you
I'd say so.
Both came across really natural doing that.
Yeah.
Both good at it.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You're from San Francisco. How do you say hello to each other? How do you make a gesture of friendship?
I guess if I feel comfortable with the person and I think we have a good camaraderie, I'll go in for a hug. But I think fist bump might feel a little too awkward at times. But also, I kind of try to read the other person. And if they seem comfortable with the hug, then I'll go for the hug. But if they don't feel so comfortable, I'll probably go in for a handshake and not the fist bump. But yeah.
So is he telling the truth? Is he a hugger or is he a fist bumper?
I think most people in San Francisco go for the hug. And I think the fist bump is usually like when you did something well done.
So that would be like a bit of a sort of celebration in sport or something?
Yeah, like we go to the climbing gym a lot and there's a lot of fist bumps in the climbing gym.
So you climb the climbing gym?
Yeah.
I think they have one of them in Prince's Diaries, don't they?
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm not too sure, actually, but yeah.
I think it's set in San Francisco, too.
Yeah, it's definitely set in San Francisco, so. But yeah, at the climbing gyms, a lot of fist bumping, because it's just like a congratulations and well done.
And are you good in the climbing gym? How high can you go?
We're not too good.
And you do it in real life as well, in rocks and stuff?
Yeah, we tried to go in the Gap of Dunloe, and it was very scary.
I don't think it's changed very much. Probably shake someone's hand. That's what our parents told us to do. Please and thank you.
And you still remember those please and thank you? You still have manners?
I was very well brought up.
And you thank your parents for that?
I do.
And do you have kids to bring them
up? I have two, and I hope we did the same. They can fist pump or shake hands, whatever the mood takes them, but mostly just do the right thing.
Men work together, so we'll meet up with her, give her a big hug and a kiss, you know? All the time when we're drunk, a bit of fist bumping, but apart from that, just a hug and a kiss.
So it would be hugging and kissing?
Yeah.
What about handshaking?
Not really handshake as much. We'd hold hands, but not really. Well, meeting people in general, like friends, I'd handshake them, you know? But yeah, odd handshaking.
Yeah, since COVID, been fist pumping an awful lot. I've rarely shook hands with people, particularly in work when you're saying goodbye or something like that. You fist pump or whatever.
You would fist pump even say goodbye to someone at work?
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I work with Irish Times.
So you are a printer, so when you get the paper out, you would fist bump, yes, we've done it, we've made it.
No, just saying goodbye.
Just saying goodbye?
Yeah, when the day's done and we're all going home.
Especially if it's a late one. You've got to wait for a late story.
For sure, yeah.
If I was greeting a friend or somebody I knew, I'd probably give them a hug, yeah, absolutely. Just that bit of intimacy, you're happy to see them, the excitement, I suppose. Somebody a bit more distant, I'd probably just say hi and I wouldn't touch them at all.
You just say hi, you wouldn't even touch them. What about a fist bump?
No, I'd never fist bump somebody.
You wouldn't do that?
Even felt awkward during COVID, no.
You didn't like it?
No, I'd probably do nothing rather than a fist bump. Handshake in a formal setting, hug in a close setting, nothing otherwise.
So you must have missed the hugging then, during
COVID?
No,
I wouldn't be a particularly touchy-feely person. It's just, I suppose, with friends or people I'd be particularly close to. But no, I'd never fist bump, I'd never high five.
Why not a high five?
I'd high five my 2-year-old because she enjoys them. That's the height of it, yeah. I think it's maybe a bit kind of skateboardy for me, I don't know.
A bit too skateboardy. Yeah. And is the fist bump a bit too American for you?
It just seems unnatural, I think. I don't think it's an Irish cultural thing, no, definitely not.
So you're more of a hugger?
A hugger or nothing, I think, yeah.
So like extreme hugging or just nothing? Hello?
Yeah, I think just a hello if you're an acquaintance or if you're somebody I'm close to. A gentle, quick hug, yeah.
How many seconds?
One.
I wouldn't be a fist bumper naturally. I'd be more of a handshaker.
And handshaking still important?
Still important in certain situations.
And can I shake your hand?
Yes, of course.
Okay, here we go, going for the handshake. That's a strong handshake. And your hand, I think I could almost smell the soap. It was a clean hand.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm relieved.
It's all changed, so you have to stop worrying about clean hands. But you do.
I think you probably always had to worry about clean hands. I hope, anyway.
Well, this is it. Well, more than ever. So, it's the handshake. Nowhere near fist bumping. And when you see the King of England fist bumping, is he going with the changing times? Is he being respectful to different cultures? Or was he just trying to be cool?
No, I think it's nice, actually. I have nothing against fist bumping. I think it's nice. And it looks great. It looks informal and casual and fun. So, yeah, that's great.
A fist bump is if it's like an awkward interaction. So like you see someone and you're like, I don't really know whether to shake hands with you. Don't really know how I feel. So I'm just like a really awkward fist bump.
So a fist bump is like, I don't want to quite shake hands because your hand might be
dirty.
You don't
want like a full touch. But then like an elbow just seems rude. Do you know when everyone in COVID did the elbow?
Yes, the elbow was a little bit rude.
Yeah.
I felt like a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. So fist bump's like a, all right, mate, that's all right. Yeah. I'm a hugger.
You're a hugger.
I'm a hugger.
She's a hugger. Is she a hugger?
Yeah.
And are you a hugger?
Yeah, I think so.
And how do you communicate? How do you say hi?
Hello. I'm not a hugger.
She's not a hugger.
She's not a hugger.
No. Not a hugger.
So it's just hi, hello. Please stand away from me.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And why is that? You just don't like other human beings?
That would be
dirt.
A good...
Fair enough.
Yeah, that would be a fair
Yeah.
So she's telling the truth? She's not really into hugging or
shaking hands. That is definitely
hands.
True. That's definitely the truth.
Quite standoffish.
Yeah, even with friends.
But she's still your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But I wouldn't give her a fist bump because we know each other better than that.
Yeah.
That would just be wrong. Yeah.
fist bumps, huggers, shakers. I don't know. I think I'm too much of a people pleaser to, you know, I hate being touched. But if someone goes in for a hug, I'm not going to shame them. I do remember the most awkward time in my life. And we have some texts coming in on the subject. During COVID, I did a podcast with the then Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. And we stood looking at each other being like, will we elbow each other here? Or will we kick each other on the foot? Because it was COVID times and we were trying not to get too close. Text in on the topic, don't kiss the cheek. It's like performing spitting on someone's face. And another text, I went for a job interview before and the lady greeted me by giving me a hug. The most uncomfortable situation I was ever in. I decided in that moment I didn't want the job, so I did a terrible interview. Don't ever hug me, Aideen. I think we should kind of embrace that Japanese culture of just bowing at each other, you know? That's respectful, but I don't really want people to touch me. But then some people are a hugger. So how do you decide? It's this really fast maths. How do you decide whose preference is chosen? So if you are a hugger and I'm not a hugger, what happens? Because one of us is going to be disappointed and resentful. And it's usually the person who's not a hugger.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.